World Ocean Radio.
Radio ya Bahari Dunia.
Radio de l'océan.
La radio océano del mundo.
Champion de l'océan.
Sayansi Bahari.
El mar conecta todas las cosas.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. This week we turn to the third in our series of favorite nature writers and their observations that have shaped the underlying message of World Ocean Radio and the World Ocean Observatory. Robert McFarlane is a fellow at Cambridge University in England, frequent essayist and contributor to respected publications, author of several books, including Mountains of the Mind, The Wild Places, The Old Ways, and Landmarks, wherein he mixes keen observation, unusual perspectives, history and literature, and the fascination with the derivation of many words in many languages that reflect a diversity and nuance of how we name natural things. Here are some excerpts from a chapter on water from The Old Ways. He writes, "In Old English, the hvalveg, the whale's way, the swan rod, the swan's way, in Norse, the vegel, in Gaelic, rahad mara, or astar mara, in English, the ocean roads, the sea lanes. Sea roads are dissolving paths whose passage leaves no trace beyond a wake, a brief turbulence astern. They survive as convention, tradition, as a sequence of coordinates, as a series of waymarks, as dotted lines on charts, and as stories and songs. What you should first realize to understand the sea roads is how close the ocean brings far apart places. In the pre-modern world, the boat was the fastest means of long-distance travel. The second thing to know about sea roads is that they are not arbitrary. There are optimal routes to sail across an open sea, as there are optimal routes to walk across open land. Sea roads are determined by the shape of the coastline. They bend outwards to avoid headlands. They dip towards significant ports, archipelagos, and skerrigards, as well as by marine phenomena. Surface currents, tidal streams, and prevailing winds all offer limits and opportunities." The discovery of sea roads necessitated a radical reimagining of the history of Europe. Try it yourself now. Invert the mental map you hold of Britain, Ireland, and Western Europe. Turn it inside out. Blank out the land interiors of these countries. Consider them featureless as you might previously consider the sea. Instead, populate the western and northern waters with paths and tracks, a travel system that joins port to port, island to island, headland to headland, river mouth to river mouth. The sea has become the land, in that it is now the usual medium of transit, not barrier, but corridor. A second consequence is that today's national boundaries shiver and collapse. Instead of belonging to particular nations that happen to possess coastlines, these outward-facing coastal settlements, from the Shetlands and the Orkneys, all the way round and down to Galicia and Spain, become a continuous territory of their own, Atlanticist in nature, sharing culture, technologies, crafts, and language, a dispersed occidental continent, if you like, whose constituent areas are untied by their common frontage on the same ocean. The Old Ways follows and discovers relationships between such paths, divided into sections called tracking, following, roaming, and homing, in which McFarlane observes the elements of earth and water mixed with figures from the past and stories that illustrate, as he writes, the landscape and the human heart. It is an exploration of ghosts and voices that haunt ancient paths, of the tales that tracks keep and tell, of pilgrimage and trespass, of songlines and their singers. From these concepts come the World Ocean Observatory exhortation, "The sea connects all things." From this history comes the narrative and storytelling that so reveals our fundamental urge to engage our senses and apply our minds to understanding the natural world, to immerse ourselves in land and sea, and to accumulate the bits and pieces of our linear discoveries into most instructive paths, optimal routes, radical new imaginings, uncommon human connections, and inspirational ways forward. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is produced by the World Ocean Observatory in association with WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine. World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.